I have just seen Tony Myers' movie Hubble 3D. It's just been released here in the United States, and what a magnificent movie it is. Now, in the foyer outside, they have got a display featuring a big model of the Hubble Space Telescope inside a shuttle cargo bay, with model astronauts outside doing repairs. There are also displays all around showing the Hubble photography, explaining the history of the Hubble Space Telescope. We have a thing here about colliding galaxies and streaming stars. We have the various galaxies that seen, a big picture of the Eagle Nebula, the Cat's Eye Nebula, the Orion Nebula, the Helix Nebula, and I'm now standing in front of what is a dream. This photograph that I'm standing in front measures 4.5 meters wide and about 2.5 meters high. It is astonishing in detail, a huge sweep across the Carina Nebula. And as I walk up close towards it, the detail in it is absolutely phenomenal. The finest little wisp of dust, the small Bok modules of cloud, the streams and flows of the gases, and where areas where new stars are forming. And we've got the colours of it are simply stunning. They are blue wisps of white, blue, dense black, orange, yellows, reds, magenta over here, and the stunning detail of this. When you look in an astronomical book, you are looking at a book which is perhaps 20 or 30 centimeters across, and the photograph you're looking at has been crammed into that and lacks the detail. If you take a small part of this picture, you would have that detail, but you wouldn't have the sweep of it. I'm standing in front of it now, and it fills my entire vision, this photograph, and it's just got dreams. It's got newly formed planets. Over here we can see the diffraction gratings, the traditional star sign that people know, the cross that people see in photographs, diffraction spikes they're called. Streams down here, we've got a cloud which we can see partway through, and inside red stars. And well, it just takes your breath away, the amount of detail in this photograph. Above me is another picture which is about at least 3 meters high and about 2 meters wide, and it's the Eagle Nebula. Once again, astonishing detail available in this, the sort that you'd never ever be able to see. Even if you call it up on a high-definition television, of course, you would see the picture, but it wouldn't have the detail, because it just cannot. You must have it this big in order to see the fine detail that is available in these Hubble images. The Orion Nebula. In the movie, we took a tour through the Orion movie in three dimensions, right into the very heart of the Orion. We looked at the proplids, we looked at the young stars, we looked at the gas streams. And here above me now, measuring around about 2 meters by 2 meters, this wonderful picture of the Orion Nebula with a multitude of colors in it, from red, yellow. There is a very brilliant cyan, a magentas, yellow, lots of yellow stars, a few white ones, and right into the center of the nebula. So it's well worth having a look at. Over here on the other side, I see the Helix Nebula in close-up, and it's not as fine in detail as the other ones I've been talking about, but still does show the overall pattern. And above me, hanging from the ceiling, is a model of that Hubble Space Telescope. This model is, I guess, about 2.5 meters long, and the diameter of the main barrel of the telescope would be perhaps between 75 and 80 centimetres at a guess, and of course the solar panels there as well, which are yes around about 2 metres long, and it's all set against a starry background as befits the Hubble Space Telescope, and it's got very fine detail on it. And over here we have, in a section called the Eye on the Universe, the Hubble Space Telescope's successor, the James Webb Space Telescope, which is planned to launch date in 2013. And it is an lenticular display, which means that when I move from side to side, as I'm doing now, the picture changes and shows different aspects of this James Webb Telescope, the successor to the Hubble Space Telescope. So this is Andrew Rennie at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Center.